From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A deadly crash, the wreckage of an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard, has been found in the rugged eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. Officials say villagers found the wreckage in the mountains. Indonesian authorities say rescuers have been sent to the remote area and will begin searching there Monday. It's unclear if anyone survived. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province has been killed in a suicide bombing along with 14 other people. Suja Kanzada was killed Sunday at his residence in the Attock district. Witnesses say as many as 30 people were inside the minister's house when a suicide bomber entered and detonated explosives. Authorities say the dead minister had been receiving threats from a Sunni militant group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 58 people were killed Sunday when government planes struck the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. It says the attack on a market wounded another 200 people, mainly civilians. Also in Syria on Sunday, a U.S.-backed rebel group says an al-Qaeda affiliate has released seven of its members abducted last month. The al-Nusra Front kidnapped the men in late July, accusing them of serving American interests. The African Union has warned that a political crisis in Burundi could have catastrophic consequences for the country and the surrounding region. The statement by AU Commission Chief Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma comes a day after the killing of former military chief Jean Biko Magnu. An unidentified gunman killed him outside his house in Bujumbura. This is VOA News. Real estate mogul Donald Trump, the front runner in the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, said Sunday that illegal immigrants will have to leave the U.S. if he is elected. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press about his political views, Trump also called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry incompetent for his negotiation of Iran's nuclear agreement.
They are going to be such a wealthy, such a powerful nation. They are going to have nuclear weapons. They are going to take over parts of the world that you wouldn't believe. And I think it's going to lead to nuclear holocaust. And I will say this. The people that negotiated that deal, namely Kerry and his friends, are incompetent.
Trump said if elected, he would take away the wealth of Islamic State insurgents in Iraq by recapturing oil fields they have seized. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters. It prompted questions about the abilities of Iraqi security forces. Iraq has since launched an operation to try to retake areas of Anbar, but the militants still control major areas, including Ramadi. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir arrived in Ethiopia Sunday for peace talks aimed at brokering an end to his country's 20-month civil war. Mr. Kiir's presence in Addis Ababa comes less than 2 days after he canceled the planned trip over concerns that rebel factions slated to participate in Monday's talks had split apart and would not present a united front. He later reversed himself, voicing fear that his absence from the talks would be seen as opposition to the peace process. With a month left before the deadline for the U.S. Congress to vote on the international accord limiting Iran's nuclear program, President Barack Obama appears to have lost his only chance to get any Republican support for the agreement. Republican Senator Jeff Flake said Saturday that while he supported the negotiation process with Iran, he will vote against the agreement. The Arab League is set to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday at the request of Libya's internationally recognized government. The Tobruk-based government asked for help from regional allies late Saturday, including airstrikes. The request follows dozens of deaths last week in the coastal city of Sirte, where a group that included local residents attacked Islamic State fighters. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.